Most of the people who live in Rogue River, of course, work elsewhere. There's not a lot of employment. Our biggest employer would be the there is Murphy Lumber has a mill here in town, and then I think our next biggest employer is the Rogue River School District. The majority of the folks who live here, roughly 40% of our population, is over 65 years old. So that presents a little bit of a challenge. We're in the low to moderate income level, approximately 14% below the poverty line here in Rogue River. So maintaining services without overburdening our citizens with, higher fees and that sort of thing is always hard to do. We try our best to not impact them as much as we could, So, for instance, we just increased our public safety fee. We have a fee on our water bill. It's been $5 for many years, probably a good 10 years, and we increased it to $10 so that we could to keep a fully staffed police department. And also on our water and sewer bills, we do a small increase every year instead of going years without increasing anything and then all of a sudden hitting the folks with a huge, $15, $20 a month increase. So we try to be cognizant of how just how hard it is these days to make ends meet. We don't really have a lot of ch other challenges other than, attracting people to work in public works and police officers and being able to be competitive in our pay. That's probably our biggest challenge.
Okay. Well, I understand historically the town was originally incorporated under the name Woodville in
Yes.
1910, but then changed its name to Rogue River in 1912, and it's now a new landmark bridge over the Rogue River is next to I-5. Tell me about that project.
Wow, that was quite the project. That bridge was an old steel bridge, and I wasn't mayor at the time that that bridge got replaced, but it was replaced with the concrete bridge that's there now. Interesting, before it was called Woodville, Rogue River was called Tailholt. And that was because there was no bridge there, and that's how people got across the river by swimming and holding on to
Oh my.
their horse's tail. So it was called Tailholt at the time.
Oh, that's a great story. I can't imagine swimming across every time I wanted to go home.
Well, yeah, that would which would make sense why this side of the river is more developed
Right.
than the other side of the river, I suppose, was just the natural way things developed, went out towards the Evans Valley where they didn't have to cross the river.
Right. Okay, and so and how long have you been mayor? Tell me about what it's like to be mayor in
So
your
I've
town.
been mayor on and off a couple of times. This time I'm on my second term. We have term limits in the city of Rogue River, so I did term out. I was appointed mayor when the elected mayor couldn't take a seat due to health reasons, and so the appointment doesn't count towards term limits. So at that time, I served 2 2-year terms plus the appointed, which was nearly a full 2-year term. So I did about 5.5 years the first go around, and then I had to sit out as mayor, but I was on the city council
Oh, I see.
until I ran again for mayor in, oh gosh, that must have been 2022.
And what's your professional background? Why did you run for office and for city government?
I'm a realtor. I'm semi-retired, but I still do some real estate, mostly my regular clients and referrals from them. What really started it was, as a realtor, we had gone to a city council meeting. There was a developer in town that went around to all the real estate offices, and he was not 100% truthful with us. He was trying to get all of us, in an uproar against the city, saying the city was requiring him to do this and that. So we all show up at the council meeting only to find out what he was telling us wasn't quite the full truth. And the planner here at the time was Hope Warren. And she sat all of us realtors down and said, if you want to know what's going on, one of you should get on the planning commission. And we all kind of looked around at each other, and you had to live in the city limits to do that. And I was one of the few that lived in the city limits. And so I thought, well, okay, you've got a point there. I should probably, if I want to know what's going on, get on the planning commission. And so I was appointed to the planning commission. I think that was 2006 or seven. And I served a couple of years on the planning commission and then filled a vacancy on the city council. And then from there, served on the council, then mayor, then council, now mayor again.
And last year you received an award from the League of Oregon Cities, if I understand that
I
correctly.
did. That was a huge honor, completely unexpected. I always feel like I don't really, I feel like I could do more, but I just don't have the time. But apparently what I do was recognized by the League of Oregon Cities. It's important for me to give a shout out to all of the people. I'm only successful in the things I do because of all of the people around me, my city staff, my city council. I have a highly functioning city council, which is maybe not unique for the area, but it is a blessing. And
Mayor, I apologize. We have to cut it short today because of that power outage. We'd love to have you back on, but that's all the time we have today. Thanks, Mayor.
Oh, you're welcome.